All right, we'll open the special meeting scheduled for today, May 13th, 2011. This is 11 a.m. in the North Dakota Public Service Commission hearing room. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We have a special meeting called to deal with one item, and it is in Commissioner Kramer's portfolio. Joining me today, for the record, this is Tony Clark, Commission Chairman, is Commissioner Brian Kalk and Kevin Kramer.
Very good. I move the commission open a formal investigation into the May 7th, 2011 pipe failure in Keystone Pipeline LP 30-inch crude oil pipeline, Cavalier to Sargent County, citing application case number PU06421.
Second.
I don't think any explanation is necessary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that ends the items on the agenda today. Are there any questions from the media?
Could you just explain why this is going on?
Sure. The purpose of opening a formal investigation is to allow us to gather information into a formal record that we could then utilize to determine what next steps, if any, would be necessary. It's our feeling that there's not enough information at this point to issue an order of some sort, such as a show cause order or file a formal complaint. On the other hand, it's a serious enough situation that I think requires a further investigation so that we can create a record to then determine whether there should be further action.
Why can you not just go upon, you mentioned you received eyewitness reports, that sort of thing?
It's those eyewitness reports and other information that brings us to this point where we open a formal investigation. Once there's a formal investigation, then those eyewitnesses and other information can be brought to the commission in a formal setting and put on record as part of an evidentiary process and discovery process, and then allow, of course, the company as well to provide information.
Are the interveners in the original case brought back in
place? I think it's a good legal question. I don't know the answer to that. I actually contemplated that question myself, but I don't know. That'd be a better question for our counsel.
Could you have new interveners?
Certainly.
And what would their...
I'd never advise anybody against being an intervener. I would say this, though, that being an intervener doesn't make their information or their contribution of evidence any more special than if they're not an intervener. The status as an intervener does, however, allow them, first of all, to receive information, to discover, as well as to cross-examine witnesses on the witness stand at a formal hearing, should one be called.
In addition, it gives you certain legal rights with regard to appeals. It gives you certain legal rights with regard to what sort of motions can be made at a hearing, things like that. It's really a legal standing, but Kevin's exactly right. To the degree that someone has information that they want the commission to take into consideration, that can be fully provided at any one of our proceedings, and as long as it's sworn testimony, it carries as much weight as anyone who's an intervener.
I was just thinking that if I were living along this line, or if I was interested in it for some reason, I certainly would welcome the opportunity to ask questions of
the
people who built the line or maintain it.
That's what intervention status provides them. At the same time, I think people should have full confidence that if they have specific questions and they want to present them at a hearing, realizing that questions from the public at a hearing are rhetorical questions, they nonetheless present a framework for commission questions and for commission attorney questions, and so that whatever their status, if somebody has questions, they'll get asked.
Does this investigation commence immediately?
Yes, it'll commence immediately.
What is going to happen?
Well, I would think the first thing that would happen would be a phone call down to the Central Office of the Pipeline Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, or the Pipeline Safety, I guess, Regional Office would be the better way to put it, so that we aren't unnecessarily duplicating efforts. Pipeline Safety is a federal jurisdiction for an interstate oil pipeline such as this. But, of course, one of the main conditions of our permit being the permit that authorizes the company to build and operate the pipeline is compliance with those federal regulations as well as the regulations of every other jurisdictional agency. So I would suggest that the first thing we would do is be in touch with them, find out what kind of information they're gathering and seeking, making sure that we have access to the evidence that they gather and that they, of course, would have access to any information that we would have, as well as other agencies such as the North Dakota Department of Health.
Is this being what other agencies are investigating this?
Well, at this point, we know that the Office of Pipeline Safety is investigating it. Beyond that, I don't know. We've not. At least I have not been in contact with the health department. I don't know if Pat has or not. That would be the most logical other agency in state government that would have some jurisdiction. I know that they were contacted immediately by the company. That's appropriate protocol, and no doubt they have an interest.
Just so that I'm clear, I would imagine if you can have new interveners in this case, that the old interveners would also be in the game, would they not?
I would think they are. I guess Alana's shaking her head. Certainly, put it this way, if they're an intervener in, it's the same case, as you notice. It's the same case. They were, and I suspect would still be interveners unless they chose not to be for some reason. Does that sound right, Alana? Once in a while, I surprise myself.
Okay.
Yes. And can you just explain one more thing? Could you just explain how there will be, I imagine, periodic public updates on what's going on?
Sure. Well, first of all, we've decided to put this topic on every agenda item for our administrative portion of our regularly scheduled meetings. So every 2 weeks when the commission comes together, this will be a topic of discussion. We'll be getting updates, of course, from the investigators and legal. At the same time, Dale, I don't think it would surprise anybody to know that if there are significant findings or significant issues that surrounding this that the public should be aware of, we'll make them public. I mean, you know, we've been nothing if not transparent in this commission.
And when you made your inspection trip down there, could you just talk a little bit about what you observed and what your thoughts were?
Sure. Well, the first thing I observed besides the travel safely.
I will.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to drag it out.
He wanted to watch you leave. The first thing I observed is what a rough 11 miles it is on the gravel road to get there from Highway 11. But beyond that, what I observed, I was, first of all, very encouraged. I was very encouraged by the thoroughness and the speed of the cleanup. You know, there's not a lot to a pumping station site. It's a nice square plot of land raised up a little bit with a good berm around it to contain any oil should there be a spill. Obviously, these things happen, and that's why those safeguards are in place. The company and whoever they contracted with had already cleaned up the pool of oil. They were in the process of cleaning up the gravel that had oil on it. It was already piled into a liner that would be removed. They were busy cleaning every inch of metal on the pipes, on the stairs, on the handrails with a citrus cleaner. It was very impressive, frankly, and that was very encouraging to me. Also, they saw that there was some drift outside of that contained area, and the land around it and water around it had some oil and some sheen on it. But again, pretty minor from a layman's perspective. I did notice that in this several square yards of black weeds and grasses were very bright yellow dandelions, and I've come to the conclusion that they are the state flower. I mean, it's remarkable to me what a dandelion can endure. But it was very impressive, that their cleanup effort, and I was encouraged by that. I'm also while I'm encouraged by that, you know, we'd still want to avoid it if we can.
Okay.
I'm not surprised that the dandelions came through quite nicely.
We will close the meeting. Thank you.